Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of What Until Found, one of the only podcasts where all the ambitious people learn to bring out the most from themselves. This is your host, Anshul, and today I am taking a different turn. I want to start this podcast by reminding you the mistakes done by Yahoo. So, what did they do? Firstly, Yahoo refuses to buy Google for $1 million in 1998. Then in 2002, they realized their mistake and tried to buy Google for $3 billion, where Google wanted just $5 billion. I'm using just because we know how big Google is today and how important that deal could be for Yahoo. So, deal never happened and they again failed to buy Google. Back in 2008, they refused to be sold to Microsoft for $40 billion. $40 billion, and finally in 2016 they were sold for just $4.6 billion to Verizon. This is not any kind of tech news briefing. I just wanted to let you guys know the importance of time, the importance of taking right decision, bold decision at the right time, because time and tide wait for none. So as the technology, so as the world. Just look at the mobile phones alone. How were they 10 years ago from now and how are they today? Even Charles Darwin won't be able to explain how evolution took place in mobile phones. If we look back 28 years ago, how small Amazon was and how big is today. Not only Amazon, if we look at Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Snapdeal, there are a lot of many more. They have revolutionized the whole world, and the reason behind everything is the timing. They took the initiative. All these big multi-billion dollar companies did what no one can even think of doing at that time. If they would have not taken any such bold step, they surely won't own any billions, not even millions. And I personally think we can learn from them. We can start doing unconventional, unorthodox things out of our comfort zone, not thinking about the results. Even instead of waiting for the fate to shine upon us, we can make it shine by our own will. We should try some side shit focusing on one major goal, because sometimes side goals, side gigs give you that much which your major one cannot in whole lot of time. It doesn't mean you should reduce your effort towards your main objective, but I personally don't think being totally dependent on a job in a company is a good idea, keeping in mind how fast economy of a country fluctuate. I don't want to talk about US-China trade war or any kind of recession or related stuff, you know what I want to say. And to all ambitious young men and women in 20s, if you are struggling with money, then I do have one advice for you. Stop buying all the branded shoes, clothing, sneakers and all that stuff to show off and impress others. Because you don't have anything in your bank account and you are showing off, so that's fake. And if you are living on your dad's salary, then it's the time to get independent. I know it's your own time, your life, your way of living it, but still, asking money from parents for sneakers, for your personal benefit, for your personal stuff is kind of shameful. You should stop going to costly restaurant cafes and start investing in books and education either. This is going to be tough in starting, but I bet you're going to enjoy this after 1 year or two, when you'll find yourself in a better position. Because I believe those who have never seen the poverty cannot enjoy the money. I mean, success is not about destination, it's all about the journey. As long as you are focused toward destination, towards rewards only, you'll hardly gonna get it. You should only and only focus on your goal rather than the result you're gonna get from it. So that's it for today. I hope you like it, and I hope you're gonna subscribe and you're gonna share it as well. So, bye-bye. If you like listening to our podcast, I would love it if you could subscribe. It really makes a difference for me. And please, please follow me on social media. This is your host, Anshul, and you were listening to What Anshul Found.